This is Father Tom Herron, retired pastor of St. Monica Church. Today's first reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 11. It relates the story of the church in Antioch, which is located near the present country of Syria. In the early missionary period of the gospel ministry, Antioch was a major city in the Roman Empire. At this time, there may have been as many as 500,000 residents, many of whom were Greeks. There was also a community of Jewish people located in this city. One of the unique features of this missionary activity was that the gospel was being preached for the first time to both the Jewish community and to the Greek community. Barnabas and Paul spent an entire year working with the people of Antioch because of the response to the message of the gospel and the work of the Holy Spirit. It was here that the disciples were first called by the name Christians. This pointed to the fact that Christianity was not a faction within Judaism. Christianity was now considered a separate entity. In recent times, the term Christian seems to have taken on a new meaning. It seems to designate any person who believes in Jesus Christ, but is not presently a member of the Catholic Church. This is a false dichotomy. From our point of view, being a Catholic and being a Christian are not opposed to one another. All Catholics are Christians because we believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Unfortunately, there are many others who profess a belief in the divinity of Jesus, but they do not accept all of the teachings of the Catholic Church. So as a result of this situation, the term Christian seems to be one of division rather than one of unity. When Jesus was at the Last Supper, he prayed for the unity in his church, that we all might be one. Today there are over 3,000 different communities that call themselves Christians. We all have the same central belief that Jesus is God. Our responsibility now is to work and to pray together that we might experience this oneness whenever we call ourselves Christians.